I am going to be preaching very, very sharply the second part of channels of accessing the Word of God. Actually, it's going to be the flip side of what I preached in the first service. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17, which we read last Sunday, said, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. I teach you to profit. I lead you in the way you should go." Because our objective is to understand the channels through which we access insight from the Word of God. We saw last week that the Word of God is beneficial to the welfare of man, both spiritual and physical, is beneficial. The Word of God is life-changing. The Word of God is story-changing. The Word of God is difference-making for the life of man. Many of us will not be alive today if not for the Word of God. Many of us would have been forgotten long ago if not for the Word of God. However, we must access the light, access the insight, access the revelation that the Word carries for it to change our lives. What are the channels? Number one channel is through the reading of the Word of God. Through the reading of the Word of God. I'm going to go through the same points, except that scriptures will be different and the sub-points will be different. In Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 3, the Bible said, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth. The blessing is so much that Jesus himself was a reader of the scripture. In Luke chapter 4 verse 16. Luke chapter 4 verse 16 to verse 20. "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.'" And he closed the book. That was reading. That wasn't preaching. That wasn't teaching. That was reading. "And he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. He told them, 'This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears.'" Somebody say, "I will read the book." Say it louder. Say, "I will read the book." Say, "There is blessing in reading the book." Alright, let me give you three importance or necessities of reading the word. Number one, you might continue from the last point you took, which might be like number four now. Number one, for the sake of the service. Reading the word
is the secret, is a secret of blessedness in life.
Blessed is he that readeth. There is a blessing in reading. Summary is, value for the word enhances your value in life. Value the word of God, and God will enhance your value in life. Secondly, reading the word of God imparts spiritual mindedness and consciousness to the saint. It imparts spiritual mindedness and consciousness. It causes the word to pull your mind and your thoughts towards God. Spiritual mindedness, spiritual consciousness. It is very easy to become earthly minded and carnal minded and worldly minded if there is nothing that draws your mind towards God. The reading of the word, the daily reading of the word. Romans chapter 8 and in verse 6, he said, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Reading the word. Thirdly, reading the word facilitates mental ventilation. It facilitates mentality ventilation. What do I mean by that? Most times the mind of man is choked with diverse issues of life. Choked with worries. Choked with anxieties. At times it is choked even with unprofitable thought. You are giving your brain fresh air. Giving your mind fresh air. When you invade it with the word. Mentality ventilation. In Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to 2, you see, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Don't let the world choke your mind, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Somebody say ventilation. Fresh air for the mind. That's what the word does for you. And fourthly, reading the word provides a deposit of scriptural knowledge from where the Holy Ghost can network scriptures. Again, reading the word provides a deposit or bank of scriptural knowledge from where the Holy Ghost can network scriptures. What the Bible calls comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Comparing scripture with scripture where necessary. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 13. He said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I'd like you to know that the Holy Spirit is a spiritual, is a scriptural network engineer. Is a spiritual network agent. You get one scripture, and the Holy Spirit, wanting you to understand that scripture better, pulls another scripture. You say, look at this scripture, it explains this one. Then look at the third scripture, it explains the other one. And then he's pulling the scriptures from here and there and pulling them together. The challenge is, if it was not there originally, he can't bring it out just like that. Am I communicating? The scripture has to be there. It has to be there. Then the networker will pull it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. He said, thou shalt lend unto nations, and thou shalt not borrow. That is what my word says. Why should I not borrow? Because the borrower is the servant of the lender. That is what my word says. And then the word says, thirdly, and thou shalt not be the servant of man. It's linking you from one to another, to another, to another. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. What is the meaning of that blessing? The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no. Just keep on linking you up with mosque. But the scripture has to be there. Even if you don't know the verse, he will remind you of the particular scripture, then you will look for the verse. And then an engine part is down, and then when they are coupled together, you have revelational construction. You just have that revelational construction, revelational configuration that can collapse every form of enemy confrontation. Am I communicating? That is what the reading of the Bible does for you. It just gives you the broad base. It is like David carried the stone without knowing when it will be used. Somebody say aloud, amen. He carried the shepherd's bag and put the stone in that bag. Moses carried the rod without knowing when it will. That's how the reading of the scripture is. It just gives you a broad base. How do we access light from the word? By the reading. Number two is through searching and studying the word of God. Through searching and studying the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. 2 Timothy. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. Studying is one of the ways we access the word. Now, what is the importance of study? First, studying is the doorway to understanding, and understanding is key to faith. It's the doorway to understanding, and understanding is key to faith. Anywhere you have understanding, in that realm, faith is natural. Romans 10:17, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Studying is key to understanding, and understanding is key to faith. Secondly, study is the way of discovery, and discovery is the way of recovery. Study is the way of discovery, and discovery is the way of recovery. Studying the scripture will make you discover things, and the things you discover will make you recover things. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. Daniel said, I understood by books. By that understanding, it was the termination of the captivity of Judah. That study. Thirdly, study is key to divine approval. If God must approve your life, it is not because of just bearing the name Christian. It's because you have studied and understudied certain things that can cause God to approve you on the basis of light that you have. Light is key to divine approval. Anybody you see God approving with a lot of manifestations, it took time to study in many areas. Number 3 or 4. Study is the escape route from shame. If you are not going to be ashamed of your hope, if you are not going to be ashamed of your faith, and you are not going to be ashamed that you know God, study is your way out of shame. Anything that is happening around your life that looks like it is trying to bring shame, you can study out of it. You can study yourself out of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Fourthly now. Study is the escape route from error. If you are a student of the world, you can't be an easy victim of deception. Rightly dividing the word, you will be able to know truth from error. Even truth that is stretched small. It just stretches small, you know. This is where truth stops. From here now is error. If you say that the grace of God forgives my sin, true. If you say that no matter what I do, grace covers it, error. That is, you should keep on living carelessly under grace, error. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. If you say that my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory, true. If you say that God is meant to make me wealthy and rich according to his word, true. But if you bring me to the point where money becomes my focus and materialism, error. If you say that the love of money is the root of all evil, true. If you say I cannot love God and mammon, true. But if you say that if I touch money, I will go to hell, error. Otherwise, Abraham would have been in hell because he's the richest man in his generation. And Job too. Am I communicating? You will be able to write. When you are hearing a tape, a message, a preaching, and it doesn't align with your, you will know. You are something inside you, and never force yourself to agree with what does not sound right. Never force yourself to agree with what doesn't sound right. No matter who seems to understand it, if you don't understand it, don't struggle. We have a lot of new generation light today. All manner of grammars. Hallelujah. That is, studying
and searching.
Number three way in which we can access light is through meditation. Meditation is a major way through which we access light and insight and revelation. What is meditation? Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Meditation. Psalm 119, verse 15. Psalm 119, verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. What is meditation? Number one, meditation. I've given other definitions in the other service, and I'm not going to repeat that. But meditation is reflection on the word. Is the act of reflecting on the word. And like I said later on in the first service, it is reflection and digestion of the word. You are reflecting and you are digesting. What has God said? What did God say? Number four now, or number two now, meditation is finding out what particular verses, or rather, finding out what the scripture is saying. Let me put it like this. In meditation, you are trying to find out what the scripture is saying to you at a particular time. You didn't just study the Bible. You are asking God and asking yourself, what is this passage saying to me now? What is God saying? You can ask him, Lord, what are you saying with this passage? And he will talk to you. And I'm going to that shortly. What are you saying? Now, what is the importance of meditation? One, meditation gives access to the voice of God. Thinking scriptures gives access to hearing God. It gives access to the voice of God that is in his word. I heard from God's servant for the first time that there is the voice behind the verse. Meditation causes you to hear the voice that is beside the verse, or the voice that is within the verse. I believe it was Psalm 62 verse 11 that said, God has spoken once, twice have I heard, that power belongs to God. That speaking once is the written word. The second hearing is the one that is talking to you from the verse. Acts chapter 10 verse 19. And as Peter thought on the vision, the Holy Ghost said, as he thought on the vision, as he thought on what God showed him, as he thought on scripture, it's also the same like saying, as you think on the scripture, because he said the vision is for an appointed time. And most of the Bible is actually vision that people receive of God. And tender. As Peter thought on the vision, the Holy Ghost said, meditation gives you access to the voice of God that is in his word. Finally, or secondly, meditation gives rise to mindset adjustment and life transformation. Mindset adjustment and life transformation. When you think scriptures, when you reflect on the scripture, it adjusts your mindset and transforms your life. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. And every time your mind is renewed, your life can be transformed. Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 8, he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, all that are things of scripture, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody whose life is changing right now, shout the loud most amen. Finally, what is the final way in which channel of insight from the word is true listening to the teaching and the preaching of the word? The teaching and the preaching of the word. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 to verse 12. Ephesians 4 11 to 12. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, perfecting the saints for the work of the ministry, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher, the pastor, all teaching and preaching. What is the assignment of their preaching and their teaching? Number one, the teaching and the preaching of the word guarantees the preparation of the saint for kingdom assignment. The preaching and the teaching of the word guarantees the preparation of the saint for kingdom assignment. We read that already. Secondly, the preaching and the teaching of the word brings maturity and stability to the child of God. Maturity and stability. Those who don't submit to instruction can never escape frustration, destruction. Maturity, you say, to the stature of the fullness of the Son of Man. And then if you read further, say, so that we are not tossed about with every wind of doctrine. Stability. Stability. And if God has given you a shepherd, you are convinced heaven gave you the shepherd. Settle and be taught. And don't become a victim of diversities of influences. Because the Bible says there are many voices in this world saying diverse things. When the influence around your life become multiplied, your focus become divided and diminished. Destiny becomes distracted. When too many voices are speaking into your life, confusion is inevitable. The time will come where you will hear conflicting signals. This one said this, the other one said the opposite. That's why some people are here now. Before the week is over, they will go to about 5 to 6, 7 places. We are wondering, what are they looking for? You are wondering what, looking for what is not missing. One place in the morning, another place in the evening, another place in the afternoon, another place. Oh, man, I just jumble together.
Somebody said he saw somebody display, I think my picture, Papa Yedepo's picture, and then one or two other kind of pictures. He said, yeah, these are conflicting streams. So this is here you are looking at streams of obvious error. Somebody say amen. That is why I said, if God gave you a father, a pastor, a mentor, a tutor, and you are sure you didn't give yourself, settle down to what God gave you. God is too wise to mismanage your life. God is too faithful to misdirect your life. The man too that God linked me up with from long ago, I tied myself to this stream, and it had been overwhelmingly productive. Overwhelmingly, 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 overwhelmingly. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Teaching and preaching bring stability. Stability, maturity, and stability. Thirdly, for this service, the teaching and the preaching of the word connects the protege with the mindset of the teacher. And I'll tell you why this is important. It connects the protege or the thought with the spiritual mindset of the teacher. Paul the Apostle said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our souls. Soul means mind. I am not just teaching you, I am imparting you my mindset. Spiritual mindset. Spiritual reasoning process. For the sake of practicality, this is what it means. Here you are trying to struggle to understand the Bible. But after you see it under the instruction of your teacher for a while, you begin to see the scripture the way he sees it. God begins to show you the way he shows him. Am I communicating at all? All of a sudden it's becoming clear to you. Because you have an impartation. Not just of the word, but of the mind. Of the mindset, of the soul. Somebody say a loud amen. And finally, number four, I believe, the teaching and preaching of the word releases the climate of joy in the life and heart of the hearer. The climate of joy. And your words were found, and I did eat them, and it was the rejoicing of my heart. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 6. He said, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word, even though you were in affliction, yet the word came with joy in the Holy Ghost. How many of you are excited to be here this morning? Say amen. And that joy causes you to draw inspiration from the wells of salvation. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Someone is here today and you will draw something. Can you say a louder amen? If you are the one here that is drawing something, shout the loudest amen. Please, I counsel that you determine not to despise the relevant channels of receiving from the Word of God. There are those who say, I'm studying on my own. Anything I need, the Holy Ghost will give to me. No, that is not scriptural. Otherwise, the ministry of the apostle will not be relevant. Otherwise, the ministry of the prophet and the teacher and the pastor won't be relevant. No, that is not scriptural. No matter how anointed you are, you still need a teacher. How many of you know that teachers are also taught? The most anointed men of God. I hear somebody like Pastor Yadeboji say, there are about four people who teach me, whose messages I listen to, and they teach me. That is one of the foremost ministers of God in the world is still hearing and receiving teaching. So, don't say I'll study on my own. And then, don't just come to church and receive the hearing and the teaching, and that is all. No. The Bible said the Berean Christians, they went back home to still study what was preached in church, just to confirm that the pastor did not preach what was not right. Hallelujah. Don't despise any of them. Take advantage. And it is a new day for you. Stand up on your feet. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You don't have the right to be tired. I am the one that has the right to be tired. I have that right. But I'm not using the right. Now stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Give him a louder shout of praise. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Say amen. Now in the next few minutes, we shall be true. But take your seat and look at a few clips of the American outreach. Outreach to America. Let's go. Mahashata kalabara hasada. Ite seteba. Jump up on your feet and scream, I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. Something about an atmosphere that changes your destiny. There are things that can be taught, but many things of the Spirit can only be caught.
was going through YouTube, and then I came across the tongues of fire. So in the night when I slept, our daddy appeared to me. He wrote equations on the board in my room. But when I woke up, I could not remember the equations.
Pero no.
2 weeks after then, I was called by the United Nations Development Program, and I got called again to Ivory Coast. This time it was by a Canadian company called Aquanti. So when I went to Ivory Coast, they told me the event was only designed for professors and for doctors, and it was for French-speaking countries, but they had to call me because somebody recommended me. We started developing a model. At first, when I went there, it's really complex. It's a really complex model because it's one of the most complex hydrogeology models for water exploration and flood predictions. When we started running the machine there, I started remembering the equations. When I came back to Nigeria, I got called to go to the European Organization for Nuclear Research. Immediately I arrived in Geneva, they handed me this jacket. And this jacket contains the Lagrangian for standard model of particle physics. And immediately I remember this was one of the equations.
Y me acordé que esta es una de las ecuaciones que había estado escrita en la pared.
Hi, I'm Teresa, and I'm here with my son Dominic. The Lord gave me a vision laying hands on Dominic, and then I saw beside Dominic three dark figures just evaporate and turn to dust. Then the Lord told me that these were the three demons that I had seen turn to black dust. So I mentioned to Dominic during our lunch break today, and he told me when Pastor Paul and Meche came last night to him, he laid his hands on Dominic three times.
The fourth dimension are dimensions of the uncommon.
If he says the one who is born of the spirit is like the wind, no one stops the wind. No one stops a hurricane. God is about to use your life to take some devils by surprise. Unstoppable. The system can't stop you. Ancestral causes can't stop you. Generational powers can't stop you. In 4D, I'm unstoppable. I am here to prophesy to the American church. You are unstoppable. I wish there is a real Christian here who will jump up on your feet and scream, I'm unstoppable. Jump up on your feet.
What is the fourth dimension?
Everybody.
There are dimensions of the unprecedented.
Please understand.
We are busy trusting God for what has happened before. And God is eager to do what has not happened before.
That young man put tongues of fire and slept and saw me in the dream solving equations for him. I wrote a lot of mathematical and scientific equations. He woke up in the morning, he forgot them. They called him United Nations Development Program in Ivory Coast, called him for some hydrogeology projects, flood prediction and water, whatever. And then he remembered some of the equations and began to write. Later on, they called him from United Nations, and they called him the nuclear program in United Nations called him. And then they gave him that t-shirt he's wearing that has particle physics formulas and things on it. The moment he saw it, he remembered this was what the pastor wrote for him in the dream. That is 4D. Hallelujah. The other man that they showed us standing there has not urinated for 3 years. kidney packed up. She has not passed urine for 3 years. He was in the meeting on Friday. Before he could realize that he has not passed urine, he went to the toilet, urinated once. What's happening? Return back. Before he could recover from the first one, pressure to urinate again. Kidneys back to life, or brand new kidneys. The woman that was testifying about her son, Dominic. Dominic has been in addiction for 20 years. An adult at attention deficit disorder for 20 solid years. When in Houston last year, this year or so, she was there, the boy refused to come. This time around, the boy came, and the Lord, and she saw a vision where 3 demons left him. When I called them without knowing, I went, 1, go, 2, 3. Young man of 20 years bondage disappeared in a moment. That same anointing is here right now. There is a residue of that anointing right now. All I want you to do is to lift up your hands and ask the Lord. I know you have something in store for me here today. Not just for Americans or for the Spanish people, but you have something for me today. I receive what you have for me. Are you ready? Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I receive your portion. I receive your portion for my life. Today, I receive my change of story right now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive my portion. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and receive. I see him taking something out of someone. The space the enemy occupied in your life, that space, is being cleared so that he can take his place in your life. Lift your hands. You have been on a journey, very long journey, asking the Lord, Lord, when shall this journey end? Journey of an expectation that must come to pass. Journey of a frustration that must be arrested. Journey that is a battle, a conflict. But I see the end of the journey today. I see the end of the tunnel today. Lift your hands. I shut it. You are in a battle. Lord, I want people to know that I'm serving the true God. Prove yourself in my life. Make yourself real to me and real to the people. I see God doing that right now. You will not be ashamed of your hope. You will not be ashamed of your faith in God. There is nothing man needs that God does not have.
Is there something you need now? Lift your hands and receive it. I see healings. Kidneys be released. Livers, hearts, lungs, ovaries, fallopian tubes, womb, spermatic duct. That's right. Thank you. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Revival visitations, deliverance visitations, rescue, breakthrough, big wall stopped you, the limitations just collapsing, breaking through, heavy financial mantles. Lift your hands, lift it higher. God is giving someone today what you haven't seen before. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, you scream, I receive. And place your hand on yourself and blast in tongues at the top of your voice. Father, let the power be released. Let the mantle be released. Let the grace be released. Let the oil be released. Let what they are trusting you for be released. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive it. Of visitation, a climate of divine turnaround. Lift your hands. Let your hands out. Let us say, Fia, do go away. Master, correct us if you can. In Jesus' name, lay the hands. You bring the hand gradually down from the count of 1 to 7. And I say 7. You place it gently. Father, impart these hands. Let them bring peace to these bodies. Joy and rest. 'm giving the praise. Everywhere you are today, something happened to you. In the next 10 minutes, we'd like to take your stories. Please remain standing. You got a very drastic divine encounter now. You got pulled out of a pit. Through the neck and shoulder condition is just healed right now. Pains have just been released. The back is healed. The kidney is healed. The liver is healed. The eyes are healed. The ear is healed. Pelvic inflammatory disease, what they call toilet disease, afflicted you for a long time. It just disappeared now. The symptoms you came with just left you now. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Blessed be your name. Give the Lord the praise.